Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to announce his decision on the reopening of schools on Friday. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, it's been a tense few months for district leaders as they get ready for an academic year filled with uncertainty.
Rochester School Superintendent Leslie Myers-Small says she hears from many parents, students, and teachers, and one thing is clear, no reopening plan will make everyone happy.
I have everything from please do not have in-person instruction to please, I'm begging you, I need to have in-person instruction. And then you have everything that's in between.
Rochester is proposing a hybrid learning plan for students in pre-K through fourth grade and for those enrolled in specialized programs. Students in grades 5 through 12 will continue distance learning. Like other school administrators, Myers-Small is confused by statements Governor Cuomo has made in the last week about COVID-19 testing requirements for schools.
It is very different from the guidelines that we received from New York State Education Department. So what we're waiting to know is which guideline stands.
A spokesman for Governor Cuomo told WXXI News on Tuesday that districts must have a plan in place for testing individuals who were exposed to COVID-19 or who have symptoms. Myers-Small says she was not aware of that. She says what keeps her up at night now is how to provide the most meaningful education and address the social and emotional needs of 25,000 students.
We know that our children have been away from school, and in some instances, their presence in school is their sanctuary.
Beth Adams, WXXI News.